Hey, everybody, this is Lizzie Hale.
What's up, everybody? This is RJ Hale from the band Hailstorm, and I think something smells fishy.
You are listening to My Man Fish right here on Music City Metal.
What's up? This is Ryan Lessard. You're listening to Music City Metal.
You're listening to Music City Metal.
You are about to enter the Electric Fishbowl with DJ Fish. We are metal. We are family.
Hey guys, it's Mary with your rock and metal forecast for Rocktober 2020. Looking pretty light up until Saturday, October 24th, when Fish Fest 2 hits a brand new location and an awesome new lineup this year. Scorched Vatica. Convection. Oblivion Myth.
Tonight,
Sidewinder. The Reveal. And new to the scene, Embers as Echoes.
As I face the stage.
Go to fishproductions.rocks to get tickets. And this year, the proceeds will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That's AFSP.org if you want to check them out. The first 50 tickets will get $3 off and a souvenir koozie. Use the code FIRST50, that's FIRST50, at fishproductions.rocks. Get your tickets today, because hashtag alone is not together.
Boy, has it been a minute since I've done a Music City Metal. Probably too long. I know that. And back in here, some really good friends and some new friends. Welcome, Embers as Echoes. What's up, my friends?
Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Now, this is cool because this is a story, Ian, of our friendship and, you know, what's happened. And here you're sitting now as in a band. You've sat here with the booth and Fish Fest.
And other bands.
And now you're in the band. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, originally I was bass, but I'm switching into drums, and our singer is now going to be playing bass, which is super awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me give him double time here. Yeah, you play both. And initially, Ryan was sending me some music over here. We're going to go and just introduce everyone here because, like, Paul, you and I just met.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we got to do that. But we're going to get into some nice conversation. I really like what this band is about. Ryan, I know you from Chemical Rose and where your heart is at. Kind of tying together with what we're doing. You guys are playing Fish Fest, but let's start this out properly and, you know, just say hey and what you do in the band. And
I am Paul. I sing, rap, scream, and I am now playing bass for Embers as Echoes.
I am Andy. I play guitar. I also scream and sing.
Scream. Hell yeah.
So I'm Ian. I am ex-bass player, now turned drummer.
Ex-bass player.
Stole your
staying
job.
Staying in the rhythm section, you know. That's what's really important here.
I'm Ryan. I am a vocalist.
A vocalist.
I sing, scream.
The vocalist.
Yeah, technically at this point, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah,
so you're just going back to one? So are you not going to sing anymore?
Oh, he is.
Oh, no, I am. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm still doing all
without
my
an
parts.
Instrument, so technically I am the vocalist now.
Confused me.
More so front man.
Yeah, I'm the front man.
Well, we'll get there. All right. Well,
and I'm Jerry.
Jerry.
I'm also one of the guitarists.
Yeah.
I'm just on the rhythm side.
So this is like happened just kind of like since quarantine, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think. I'd say around that time frame.
Actually, wasn't
Ryan and I kind of had like an idea to do a project together like right before everything went on lockdown mode, yeah. And it kind of came to fruition.
Yeah,
wasn't quarantine like the first song that you guys sent out?
Yeah, yeah, and it's the, it's one of the ones we scrapped.
Yeah, it was called Quarantine. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's been some good things that have happened during this, and I'm just happy that to see a new band with it's incredibly talented. I mean, yeah, you all haven't heard the new critique from Roger Dale Martin, but he really picked apart your music in depth this time. And he was flattered, as well am I, what you guys have done in just a couple months. And the really cool thing is, I mean, you know, now Ian and I go back a couple of years. Andy, we've 13 months, you know, wow. You know, you came to Fish Fest, met on my front lawn, and you're like in the family. A few months later, well, you two knew each other, right?
Yeah, me and Ian have known each other for like 2 years.
Yeah, you guys have known each other for a while.
I'd say the same thing. Because you've known each other for about 2 years.
We worked security together. So,
but some of you, you know, kind of because of Fish Fest, and I like that.
You're just here, man. In Nashville, I guess.
You do any writing? What you do anything? Tell me, or are you just like rhythm?
Your thoughts. I do rhythm guitar. I help out on the, I would say, the more like melodic aspect portions of the songs. Yeah. I'm very more orientated towards like chord progressions and melodies over, you know, some of the lead stuff that Andy's doing. So nice. I'm more in conjunction with the bassist and the drummer.
There's a lot going on with the music.
Overall feel.
And it's an interesting combination. Definitely I like the new metal feel to it. But, you know, you're throwing in a little hip hop, the reggae a little bit we're going to get to. So, the first song we're going to play tonight, I haven't even heard yet. So this will be, you know, I'm 2 days behind here.
Yeah.
So
Calignosity is.
And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
If I could sum it up, like, it was a lot of what was in my head. A lot that struggled with some PTSD that I've been through and some severe depression, anxiety issues. And so, for me, Calignosity was my way to just rid those things from my head.
When we were writing it, you could tell that the lyrics were very cathartic for him.
Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes it's been said that best music comes out of when people are depressed or in a bad place mentally as a musician to be able to get it out. But in turn, you guys really, is this like a collective thing for mental health awareness and suicide awareness?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
For the most part.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
100%. That's 100%. Kind of the main message behind the band is definitely a suicide awareness and just, you know, trying to let people know, like, if you're in a bad spot, there's always someone there.
You're not alone.
You know, everyone's been through some hard times.
That's one of those things.
Especially right now.
Yeah. I mean, we always say hashtag you are not alone, and also heavy music for heavy hearts. So people know exactly what they're getting into.
Heavy music for heavy hearts. Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's good. It's well, we decided, you know, whatever, to go through with Fish Fest and this is we're going to go through and try and get as many bands on between now and then as we can. But tonight it's Embers as Echoes night, and I like what you guys are doing a whole lot because you know, it's I've experienced it multiple times, including the other day I lost a cousin again to it. You know, my wife and I found a bandmate that brother of mine sitting out there. Will, Mary and I were the ones that found him. You know. So it's a really personal thing, and I've struggled with depression, and I've been close a few times. I've been close. I've pondered it. Let's put it that way. You know, making myself vulnerable here, but probably there's a good chance that one of you have pondered it as well. It's just the fact, but it's being able to recognize when someone's hurting, and sometimes, you know, we're gonna get into some of these, play some tunes here in a minute, but. Music makes me feel better. I've turned to music when I'm in a dark place, and I really I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing. Not just to do music, but to have a purpose and to you know, stay tight and stay tough, because the onslaught that comes at you when you do something good like this to try and break you all up or whatever can happen. You know,
for sure. And
so fight through it. But you guys have a really cool vibe already. I know, like you said, you got some friends going back, but
yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, in the chorus to this song in particular, is very, very weighted on the depression aspect, and it changes at the very end. And I like people to take focus on that change.
Yeah.
Because it's a different viewpoint from the chorus before it.
It's like a secondary alternate chorus. We decided to be a little bit more positive and give a little bit more hope instead of just speaking on the darkness, you know.
Nice. Yeah, that's important too. That's important. Well, let's play it. I'm in here. Yeah. Boy, I got some family having a good old party out there. That's all right. You know, it makes it real. That's what happens out at the fish farm here.
Little
there's always people here laughing and hanging. And but it says Music City Metal, so I say we play some metal.
Yeah, man.
Here it is. We'll be back with Embers as Echoes. Calignosity.
Paralyzed by fear, overwhelmed by doubt. I've numbed myself, I can feel my heart is in a trap. I'm panicked at the very thought of my next step. It feels like any moment it could be my last breath. I've lost my sense of purpose in this war inside my mind. You all might think I'm smiling, but the truth is I'm too scared to cry. Trying out this crushing wave, panic dripping pain. We're still trying to try and breathe. Sick anxiety, suffering from the weight of doubt. Not sincerity, occupied this crippled ache. Lost in memory. I need to crawl my way from the inside out. Finally getting peace to escape myself. Disappear without a trace, go away. The mirror screams you only need one meal. It's my life, my fault, the grace, take the pain. While my heart's trapped in a bad itself. Trying out of this crushing way. Panic's gripping me. We're still trying to try and breathe. Sick anxiety, suffering from the weight of doubt. Not sincerity, occupied this crippled ache. Lost in memory.
There's chaos in every lullaby. Confused on whether to live or die. It's hard to escape the gallows. Wounded lies in every shadow. Can anyone hear me, or do I scream to make a sound?
Trying under this crushing weight, panic dripping pain. We're still trying to try and breathe. Sick anxiety, suffering from the weight of doubt. Not sincerity, occupied this crippled ache. Lost in memory.
I need to crawl my way. You only need one meal.
It's my life, my fault, from grace, take the pain.
man. Music City Metal. I cannot wait until October 24th. And that is lighting up my backyard with that stuff right there.
You could show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fish Fest 2, Embers as Echoes is playing October 24th. Tickets are available now. Hey, you can camp here. Go to fishproductions.rocks. And let me tell you, this isn't about making money for anyone but the bands. And proceeds going to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So get your ticket, $20. $35 if you want to camp. There'll be some little freebies in there too. I think you get a hot dog plus a raffle ticket. We're giving away a lot of stuff. Mary's collecting some garb and coffee, and I don't know, she's got a few other donations and stuff we're going to give away, like the big jars of the hand sanitizer, the guy that makes it here in town. Oh, you know, nice. That kind of stuff. Nice. We are going to socially distance. We're not, you know, going to balk anything that's going on there. We'll spread it out. But I'm really stoked you guys are playing.
We're stoked to be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, last Fish Fest, all I got to do was, like, you know, set up and run around like a chicken with my head cut off.
All
you know,
I got to do, brother, that would not have happened without you there. I mean, there was a lot of people that made that work, but you, Danny, all of you guys were in the gears. You did everything that
I was
day.
A stage manager who was taking tickets. So.
Yeah. You ended up running front great. Of house for a little bit, too.
Yeah, and I was...
Well, we got some young kids. The way we're going to do this year, you guys have seen the place, and those of you that are listening, but we're going to, the shed's going to be the check-in point right there. Bands loading.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
A little bit smaller scale than what we wanted this year, but better than nothing.
That's all right.
And I think, back to the music, I think this is my new favorite song. I keep saying that. I changed the paradigm when I like them all, but. That real groovy, guys. And I was saying while we were listening to it, Paul, you and Ryan really play off each other really well.
Thank you.
And nice hooky guitar going. I mean, it's just you got something different happening there. A lot, you know, you can hear some old Slipknot. You can hear some Korn. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, Linkin Park stuff too. You guys are bringing a lot of elements in there. From a lot of influences, you can tell, and it's pretty cool. So, what?
We're a bunch of sponges.
Yeah.
What were the first few jams like?
They weren't bad, actually.
Yeah.
It was kind of like an instant connection. Yeah, like, we clicked really
well. Well, it's very obvious you did. That's why I want to hear like it's like, wait a minute, something's. This is cool. Do that again.
It is one of those things that I've noticed that after every single practice, we just kept going on another level with each other. We're just getting tighter and tighter and just synchronizing a lot more naturally and easily.
Like, we don't want to leave rehearsal.
Yeah.
And that's the key part is, like, we all came into this with the same goals in the same place with our hearts. We wanted to make a difference. We wanted to make a change, but we wanted to be heavy, and we wanted to have fun while we're doing it, but we also realize this is a business and we have to run it like a business.
Sure.
So we go in, we have rehearsal, which is still fun.
Yeah.
And then most of the time, most of us just hang out until whenever. I mean, there's been times where it's been midnight and it'd been 12 hours we've been hanging out because we get there at noon.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're just talking about the music most of the time.
And we're all still writing in our free time too, and bringing ideas, you know, to rehearsal and texting each other lyrics and stuff. I mean,
it's nonstop. Everybody's pretty actively participating.
And we're on top of it. Everybody's got their own things they're doing to help the band go further. Like, Paul, he's on top of all the streaming and looking up certain things for, like, stage presence-wise. Andy is kind of like me. He's the street team and social media person. I've got Jerry over here looking at where we could possibly get endorsements or sponsorships. And Ian's been looking into where we'd get merch. Mm-hmm. And just, we all know we have a role. Yeah. Other than what we're playing on stage.
That's really good. That's nice, because then it becomes more of a family, more of a team. Both those things are important. Yeah. You know, you're all individuals and all that, but, you know, when you got a solid purpose, what you all are doing, it's cool. that's cool. It's like everyone's got a talent, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's got different things, you know. There's some of us are more compassionate, some are more administrative, and, you know, sounds like you're all bringing a piece to that. So I'm gonna get my buddy Will in here before this is over. I'm gonna bring him in at the end. I'm gonna put him on the spot. Listen to some of that. We actually listened to everything today. Him and I took a ride. My brother William, from that band right up there, the I Dragon I Wedding Party, long friend of mine. I mean, it wasn't for him, I never would have made it to Nashville. Him and Jamie. So I'm gonna bring him in and listen to some of this. But next, what do you say we play another song, and then we'll do a little roundtable about like influences and eventually get into some of the you know, the lyrics that you were talking about specifically.
Yeah.
We'll pick apart one of these songs too, but let's do Silver Image. Did I say it right?
Yes. Yeah. It is Silver Image.
Like I wrote like a kindergarten. And let's try that again.
It's actually a Silver Image.
No, thank you, Ian.
This is actually thank a really so important much. Song for both me and Paul.
Yes.
Because the reason it's called Silver Image is we had a coworker whose last name was Silvers. And
dear friend of mine.
What was it? February?
March.
March. She was early March.
Like early on in the quarantine.
Yeah.
And
she passed away from COVID or
No, it was
other reasons.
Depression reasons.
So we this is kind of our homage to her
and other
fallen comrades that we've lost, you know.
Yeah.
There you have it. Yeah, Silver Image. Go ahead, buddy. You have something
to say? The cool thing with it, Silver Image, is a representation as well, because you said silvers, but also it's a mirror, you know, yeah. So it's a reflection. So, you know, anytime you're in, you know, a depressive moment, you know, people really, they think a lot about the bad things, but you take a second, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror, you really look at your reflection a little bit, you're always going to find something you like, you know. And
there's a bigger picture than just
yeah, there's
the
always
bad.
A little yeah. bit of a big, bigger picture.
Oh, you guys got a lot of layers of this.
Yeah, we do that.
So you always got to reflect a little bit on your life, you know, and you'll always find the positive. So,
all right, here it is, Silver Image. Great introduction there, gentlemen. Silver Image, Embers is Echoes in Music City Metal.
Echoes. Oh.
Your smile, the tears would fall. Of all the times I could have said a word, you won't fall down again. Reach out and take my hand. This won't be the end. Step back from that last
one from the reasons unidentified. Can't stand to see more loved ones who are revived. First blood from all the tears we shed. Now those filled with words I should have said. Not a day you haven't crossed my mind. Lose sleep for the answers I can find. Hope for best with all my love expressed. I can't lay another friend to rest.
So broken, I'm at loss for words. Choked in grief, your cries are left unheard. You won't fall down again. Reach out and take my hand. This won't be the end. Step back from that.
From the reasons unidentified. Can't stand to see more loved ones who are revived. Rivers flood from all the tears we shed. Now those filled with words I should have said. Not a day you haven't crossed my mind. Lose sleep for the answers I can find. Hope for best with all my love expressed. I can't lay another friend to rest. Just suffer ring, be in vain. Seize the day, none the pain. No, I hear your cries, I won't let yourself suffer ring, be in vain. Seize the day, none the pain. No, I hear.
bring me a shame. You won't fall down again. Reach out and take my hand. This won't be the end. Step back from that ledge. You won't fall down again. Reach out and take my hand. Won't be the end. Step back from that ledge.
Music City Metal, Silver Image. I've been playing the hell out of that.
It's a jam.
Yeah. It's like one of my favorites right there.
I lost my headphones. It's driving me nuts. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to pretend that it's okay, but... Anyways, Fish in the Electric Fishbowl. It's nice having a band over here. It's been quite a while. I did a couple of remote shows and been doing a lot here out at the farm, and we're calling it a farm now.
Yeah, you got goats now.
I know, we got goats.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys would have came before dark, I was actually going to have you guys help me hold him upside down and rubber band him. He's tired. I got the tool and the rubber, the little Cheerios out there.
Oh man, it would not be my first time. I'll tell
He's
you.
He's getting
much.
A little frisky, but
had my fair share of farm work. So,
watch. You know, while we were just listening to that, you could tell you guys are stoked to play this stuff live. You guys were getting into it.
Oh,
just
yeah,
listening to it. Oh, yeah. And
it just ties into the fact that we like being around each other. Like we enjoy the company, we enjoy the music that we promote, we create. And I mean, we're just so happy that people have been receptive to it, like all over the world, not just here.
No kidding. You guys got, you know, a lot of social media hits.
We're
like
about
a couple thousand,
at 1,500 as of today on followers, and that's with.
That's
like
pretty good.
600 coming from two different
That's
countries.
That's only how long? A couple months, right?
A month.
Yeah.
This is a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got people listening in, Venezuela?
In Thailand.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So those are the second biggest.
They love their metal down in South America and Asia as well.
Jerry was it in Michigan where?
Tell the story.
Let's hear it, man.
Yeah, story time.
Story time. So I don't know if you ever played a game called Dungeons and Dragons before.
Sure, absolutely did.
I was playing that with the boys, and there's this. We're playing on PC, so we're using an external program for like voice comms, so we can talk to each other and all that kind of stuff. And one of the dude's buddies that we were playing with joins in on the voice call. I didn't know him, and he was just like, "Hey, do you guys mind if I put something on, you know, to play while we're playing D&D?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's fine." And he puts on one of our songs. And I'm like, "Yo, cut the tapes, bro. Hold on just a second."
You thought he was pranking you or
something?
Yeah,
I thought it was a joke at first. And I was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "How do you know this?" And he was like, "Oh, bro, one of my friends at school showed me." And I was like, "Oh, that's badass, dude."
Wow.
It me.
See,
you realize who you're talking to right
it
now.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was just like, "Man, you." I was like, "That's me."
Which
and
song like, was it, out of curiosity?
It was Silver Image.
And you know,
oh,
like,
wow, look at that.
Back in the day, I mean, just like, Roger Dale and I were talking about this on another thing, about him making cassette tapes and having to go like huff them and hand them out and like almost pay people to, you know, to listen to this stuff. And now with technology, and you guys did this all that. Who did the recording and the production? Was this all shared or someone do that? Because for someone just to happen saying like, and they probably found you through Spotify or recommendation of something else they're listening to. And I mean, that's just great.
Yeah.
Well, the person who recorded and produced the album was Jay from Pirate the Radio, formerly known as Chemical Rose. He produced the album. I mean, he did a great job on it. And from there, we took it and we've made it better because it was a demo more than anything.
We made it a lot our own now. When you hear it live, when you hear us play, you're gonna
notice. It is definitely changes. The way that we're gonna play it live is a little bit different in some songs to how it's recorded on the initial track, because we just found it to flow better if we changed it a certain way here or there.
Yeah.
So the songs are evolving with every time we get closer.
Right.
Sure.
Right. It's the whole chemistry. Well, sure. I mean,
it's got to happen.
See us live.
It's not like
as much
everything
is
going to happen.
See us live anytime possible, because it is guaranteed to change.
So, besides Fish Fest, you're playing Shelbyville on the 23rd. Who you want to talk about that for a second? A little bit. Who's the?
Andy Aquino hit us up about that, and we still have minimal information on it.
Yeah, I can't find anything on it myself, actually.
It's because he's still organizing everything. Okay. But
I didn't know if he was keeping it underground or whatever. That's why.
He's trying to make it as minimalist as possible right now.
Yeah.
Just because I know they want to abide by the rules
Absolutely.
And whatnot right now. And so, I mean, they're going to have two stages from what I know. And it's going to be inside some sort of media game store. One stage, and then outside there's another stage.
No, that's cool.
But I did look at the lineup, and there is a returning band that I haven't seen playing a show in ages that I'm really excited to see play again, and that's For Lack of Lithium. They're going to be back on the stage playing, and I loved listening to those guys. I've slept inside Austin and Kristen's home before when I was in another band in Clarksville. Like, if I had to play a show here, they would always, like, give me a place to stay. If I was too tired to drive home, so I'm really excited to see them doing things again, and that was really cool that I saw that. And then Mr. Gray is also going to be playing that show too.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's a bit of a reunion, kind of.
For Ryan.
So one of the we were discussing, we're going to talk about the veteran thing as we get into Paradigm Shift. Is that correct?
Paradigm Reason.
Did I say Paradigm Shift?
Yeah, you did say Paradigm Shift.
It makes sense.
It does.
No, that's Freudian slip. That's like a phrase, is it not? Paradigm Shift.
Yeah. But just being that the whole image, you know, is all about suicide awareness, you know, that's a huge thing in the community with veterans. And we actually have two veterans here in the band. Jerry and Ryan are both veterans. I don't know if you guys
Go ahead. Talk about it.
Any stories you want to share, anything on that topic?
Well, in regards to mental health and veterans, it's not necessarily a healthy relationship. I mean, most guys that do any sort of time in the military and any sort of, you know, high energy application or high stress environment, they're going to come back with something. It doesn't necessarily mean PTSD every time, but they're going to come back with depression,
some
anxiety.
Stress,
it's like me and you said the other day, when you leave the military, there's a big chunk of you that stays in it.
Yeah.
And you lose a huge part of yourself. And that was one of the struggles I had, because my job literally dealt with listening to everybody else's struggles, and I couldn't tell a soul about them.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
had to take
a big load there.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
And on top of my own depression, and I mean, I remember so many times looking at the mirror, and that's where Calignosity came from, was the chorus said, I need to
told you to take the vocals.
Yeah. No, that doesn't help with dry mouth.
No, it doesn't. We need
I was basically saying I need to find my way out of myself, but the part that got me the most when I wrote that song is When I said, the mirror screams, you only need one round, because that's all it takes to end.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You only need one round.
Yeah.
And that's why at the end I said, the chamber is empty, but there's so much doubt. Because I still doubted myself. I was doubting everything. During the writing process of this, like Paul said, it was very cathartic for me. I had a lot of issues that I'd been burying deep for so long, because I wasn't able to express how I felt musically for so long, that I had to let loose on that song. And it was very, very, very needed for me, because I was in the worst depressive state I think I've ever been, writing things to help other people with depression. And it was crazy. There was so many times where I would be just looking at myself in the mirror and was like, you suck. Why are you trying? Stop. Like, there was so many times I came this close to, like, texting the group and being like, look, I'm done. I can't do this. Like, I suck. There's no way this is going
to
happen.
There was a lot of back and forth between both of me, him and I, motivating each other to kind of, like, push through this. Because we're like, you know, we know our level of talent, you know.
Wow. Fantastic.
So, yeah, that was definitely, like, a lot of the my military past definitely lyrically came out of what I wrote.
And that's also kind of where Paradigm comes from, is it's kind of like taking the next step in that process of, like, you know, I'm going to convince myself, you know, I'm going to give it one more day. Maybe today is going to make the difference. Maybe today I will push through and do something great.
That's nice.
You know, like, it you're starting to get into that, you know, tricking yourself, you know.
Yeah,
almost forcing yourself to do something. You know you can. You know, it's just you've lost the spirit that day. Something has pulled you down. You know, pushed the weight of the world on your shoulders, and you know that song is kind of pushing through and convincing yourself that, like, hey, I can do this. You know, today might turn into something great. You know, I might accomplish something.
Wow.
It's one of those things where, like, having a positive mindset isn't necessarily thinking that, oh, everything's always positive, there's no negative, because that's honestly physically impossible. We live in duality here. The point of being in a positive mindset is, even on your just really bad days where you're feeling really down and everything, is knowing that there's better days ahead. It's going to get better soon or eventually.
The belief that it's going to get right.
Yeah, yeah. That was it comes down to that mind over matter. I love that lyric, sold my heart for experience because my brain needs
the evidence. Yeah,
and I love that, because that's, you know, looking at you know, a physical part of you, you know, your heart, which is, you know, we generally associate emotions with the heart, and it's saying, you know, I'm gonna push past the emotion, not think about that, because my brain knows that there's something better.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Yeah. And if you hold out for it and you keep putting in the work, you just keep doing it, good things are always gonna happen. You just gotta manifest it and make it happen. That's one of my favorite lyrics. All good things come in time.
See, now that you guys just summed up about 10 years of therapy for me.
Like Ryan said, how Calignosity was very, or like how I said, it was very cathartic for him. I mean, that's how I felt with Paradigm. That was the first time I realized I could sing on a track. I mean, like, before then, it was all just scream, rap.
And he killed it.
What was happening?
Thank you.
So
I discovered my clean vocals through that cathartic process of writing that song.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it's therapy for us, too.
Yeah. You know,
it also brings the attention to something, because the other day I saw Andy had posted something, and he said, of all the universes to wake up in, why this one? And I responded to him, and I said, because this is the one that needs your help the most.
I said, when you feel like that,
don't ask why, ask how you can help someone in your predicament.
I've learned asking the question why is really it's a tough one not to at times, right, especially for the people that are in depths of despair and don't believe what you guys are saying, that you just get one through, that better things are happening. But some people get stuck in that lie, you know, it's basically believing a lie that things will never change, or, you know, hopelessness.
Right. The only person that can stop you is you.
Yeah,
much. That's true.
Well, there's a lot of
control of your life.
You know, I've as some young family. You know, I haven't seen some of these kids that are out here in a few years, and they've grown up. They're now in their mid teens, and what's really sad is they're starting to get a belief like, well, it's all, you know, because of what's being pounded in this world with the pandemic. It's really starting to seed that. So that's why I think, like, you know, having this music, you never know who you guys are going to reach with this. You might never know, is what.
And as
you
long
may,
as
you
as
may,
as
but you may never know either. That's it. Right. One person.
I would much rather, instead of selling hundreds of dollars, I would much rather somebody hand me their suicide note.
Yeah,
and say that your music is the reason why I'm not giving this to my family.
I can't speak for everyone here, but the only reason I'm here today is in many parts because of many other musicians that
Absolutely.
Have influenced me in my life.
100%.
And I was, you know, right there thinking about it. You know, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then a certain lyric will pop up, a certain melody will pop up from one of my favorite bands. And it's like, you know what? Like, we're not alone here, you know? And everybody goes through this at some point. And some people handle it better than others. But we all go through it, and we're all in this world together.
Well, a big part of it is having others around you, too. You know? So I say we do Paradigm of Reason here, and then we're going to come back and... I'm pretty stoked that we're playing a song that hasn't been released yet. Will it be released by this? Or is this
first
or is
one
this
we wrote lyrically,
release?
But it's really? Not released yet. Yeah,
well, we're going to get to that a little bit later on Music City Metal. Right now, Paradigm of Reason. We got to go wet our whistles here. We'll be back. Check this one out.
One step at a time will I last the night. Holding on to dreams, victim of violent schemes. Broken paradise, but swept out of lies. So lost long ago, hold on to fragile hope.
Frustrated. Maddened minds, frightened like a child, time cast in exile. Toying with these games, will my name remain? Or am I so far gone I can't sing a song?
Embers as echoes.
Echoes.
We've been practicing that all night. Hello. Music City Metal, Howard 7, a good time down in the fishbowl tonight. I'm loving the music, guys. And we're going to talk about influences here for a minute and what each of you, we're going to go around one by one. And we have one more song to play, which is brand new. And then my bro JJ is going to give his thoughts.
Sounds good.
All right.
No. We're ready.
All awkward pause there. So I always have the crickets just in case, you know.
We all zoned out.
So let's start with you, Paul.
I'm a huge fan. Like Deftones has been a huge inspiration for me, you know, 20 years now. Like that's one band that anytime I'm in like a
Deftones,
you know, heavy state of mind, seems to pull me through. I'm a big fan of, you know, like Misfits, Era Punk, Typo Negative's a huge
influence. Yeah, I'm a big Typo fan too. Yeah. We were just talking about that. My wife is a big Typo fan, believe
it or heard,
not.
Yeah, we had a brief conversation.
I think she had a crush on Peter. I'm pretty sure.
I think everybody had a crush on Peter.
Yeah.
I love hip-hop, too. Like, I've been doing hip-hop for the last few years before Embers as Echoes, just to kind of have consistent lyrical, you know, projects going on.
That's interesting that he's, you know, and I mean, obviously, you got a little hip-hoppy in a couple of the songs. I mean, there's a reggae style, too. So... No,
I love.
Am I wrong on that?
I mean,
that's
I love
Contrition. Yeah, that's definitely
more so Contrition.
Yeah, yeah. Contrition is the only song that wasn't an A.
Yeah,
it's an standard. E. Yeah.
So what about going deep? Like, and it doesn't have to be metal too. Like going when I say deep, older stuff.
I mean, honestly, if we're going deep, yeah. Like, so I grew up going to concerts my whole life. My family worked at a amphitheater here in Nashville, and the biggest band I would go see every year that had a huge lyrical musical influence on me my whole entire life has been Aerosmith.
Oh wow.
Like I've seen Aerosmith.
Was it
probably.
Starwood?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up at Starwood, man. Yeah. Like every show I wanted to go to growing up, every artist I wanted to meet.
It was
blessed.
A fantastic place. I still miss it. Even going to Ascend downtown, I miss it. Miss that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say that.
Aerosmith.
Know, Aerosmith for sure. Metallica.
Yeah,
and I've been, you know, going to see my whole life, stuff like that.
What about you, Annie? Let's hear it. What drives you? Like, what when you're playing guitar the first time you're trying to play a song? What was it? Do you remember?
Well,
the one that you had to learn.
What got me started playing actually was kind of a combination between like Avenged Sevenfold, Metallica, and more so Children of Bodom actually.
Oh wow!
Like What the main band, like, I guess, like, hard rock band that really set me off was Avenged Sevenfold, and after that, I kind of started getting a little heavier and heavier and, like, lower tunings and stuff like that. Eventually, like, started off with Drop D stuff, so that was, like, Avenged Sevenfold, a little bit of Lamb of God, and some of the standard stuff, of course, like Pantera,
Godsmack.
Godsmack just went in there, too, actually, yeah. Funny enough. And then I got more into, like, Children of Bodom, more like the thrashy type stuff, as opposed to just, like, hard rock. And then, I guess, about, like, 5 or so years ago, I started getting more into, like, the progressive side of things. And, I completely forgot, like, one of the huge inspirations to me, actually, of getting me into music was Linkin Park, actually.
Yeah.
And not so much the instrumental portion of it, more so, like, just vocally and lyrically. I kind of, like... Chester's style really inspired me. That's why I always tried to go for like the higher range type of vocals. And then I guess coming into now, going more into like the modern type styles of metal, like kind of wanting to incorporate all encompassing like taste into things. Like I really like technical stuff, but I really like just bouncy, groovy stuff as well. Like it really depends on my mood, and that changes drastically every day.
Right.
So,
well, it's all right to have a bunch, you know. It doesn't matter because it all ends up coming out little bits, pieces here and there.
Pretty
in the
much.
Music.
You notice it when, like, it bleeds into my playing styles. Like, I guess, like, guitar-wise, like, I really aspire after Alexi Leo from Children of Bodom, Sinister Gates from Avenged Sevenfold, and Randy Rhoads. Those are, like, my biggest ones for that.
That I think it's is it the 30th anniversary of Blizzard of Oz?
Yep.
Ozzy,
this
week.
Yeah,
this week. Actually,
that's right. What about you? Speaking of your nickname, Lil Oz.
So
that is my nickname for him. I don't know if you all know that. So it's Lil Oz. I don't think you like it too much. He looks at me like he doesn't like it too much, but it's too bad, man.
I'm not quite as crazy as Ozzy. You know. I've toned down a lot.
You've toned down.
Yeah, so growing up, oddly enough, so my mom, she's from Kansas, so she raised me on country. But my dad,
he has always been into like rock, you know, so he would always be playing like Led Zeppelin and anything from like Zeppelin to Iron Maiden to like newer stuff for him would be like The Offspring would be like the newest that he would listen to. It's like
yeah,
90s
and that was it,
early 2000s. So I was kind of like listening to a lot of, you know, country and rock, but when I started kind of getting into music myself, I remember the day that it was showed to me, my older brother Brandon, he showed me Cannibal Corpse.
I remember my first encounter with them.
That's and hilarious. I said, that's going to be my
really?
First. I said, that's going to be my first concert.
You know my little story about him, about that, right? About Cannibal Corpse, the drummer?
No.
I went to high school with the drummer. Palm Zerkowitz.
Really?
Oh, snap.
Yes.
And him and I took Metal Shop together, believe it or not. And he was a year ahead of me, and I loved hanging around him because I kind of had a sheltered, you know, go to church Wednesday and Sunday kind of, which I don't regret at all. I was a good part of it, but my parents tried to keep me from that a little bit, and he was into it. He had a band called Tyrant Sin. And just a killer drummer. And we were in Metal Shop one day and we were making these little Mac dogs, you know, where, you know, you just pour metal into a sand thing. It was just whatever vocation. We loved it. Yeah. And he had a Kill 'Em All shirt on. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, I've never heard Metallica. This is maybe 86 now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 86 because he graduated that year and I graduated in 87. He's like, what? Never heard Metallica? And he had an iRock, took me out in his car and played Metallica. That was the first time I heard it. But yeah, two of the guys are Buffalonians.
Wow. That's
two of the Cannibal
cool.
Corpse guys,
I did not know that about
Paul Mazurkowicz, yeah.
All the time that I've known
really?
You haven't mentioned that to me.
I can't tell you everything all at once.
But yeah, so that was when I
so
got the metal. And then later, getting into like high school years, when I started playing drumline, I got really hard into jazz, funk, and reggae.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like on just a super hard just jazz, funk, reggae kick for like 3 years, and then moved out here and learned about bluegrass and was like, this shit's badass. And now, honestly, I've been listening to a lot of the newer rap stuff. I know you hate that, but like,
no, I don't hate. I mean, it has its moments, but
yeah, but it, just, influence wise, I would say like definitely. I think we're like everyone in here is influenced by Linkin Park.
Absolutely.
I cried when Chester died.
Yeah,
that was really hard for me.
Yeah,
and then. Mike Mangini, I'm really influenced by Mike Mangini when it comes to just percussion. You know, he's very just hands heavy, rudiments and all that kind of stuff, which is all like I really care about. So definitely very influenced by anything that he is doing.
Excellent. That's a good combo there. Well, you, Mr. Ryan, I kind of know, but the world doesn't know.
I had a very like sheltered childhood, and so I only got to listen to what my parents listened to, and my dad was very much like Bee Gees, Michael Jackson, and Grand Funk Railroad. My mom was very much Tchaikovsky, Beethoven,
oh, wow.
Mozart.
Nice.
That's all right, too, though.
And
that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
That's
a lot of metal roots.
That's the best way to start.
And
yeah.
So
yeah, it is.
That's a new level of music.
But like the rock they would play would be like Styx, Foreigner, Kansas, Boston,
Cream,
Aerosmith.
Wow.
And I think Boston was the one that really like set apart from me. Like I really loved Styx and Boston. Those were the two I really loved.
Styx in Boston.
Yeah, those are the ones I really loved. But Michael Jackson was probably my favorite entertainer of all time.
Yeah.
Still is.
I gotta say he's up there. Well, me and Prince.
I love Prince.
Yeah.
Prince is on my
I mean, I was starting to DJ right when he was coming in his prime, and
oddly,
I mean, both of them are fantastic, though.
Oddly, as I started like listening to stuff, like we would listen to the radio a lot, and oddly, as it is for me to say this, the two things that got me into music the most were Backstreet Boys and Eminem.
Hilarious.
All right. Respect.
And then I started listening to all I listened to a lot of things at that point. And my mom was very much into like Frank Sinatra kind of stuff, too. And so, like, so I started singing chorally and a cappella stuff. So, like, I did a lot of that clean stuff. And it wasn't until Hybrid Theory came out where I really started, because I was in a huge rap phase at that time frame. I was really big into rap. I loved Ludacris, Eminem, Jay-Z.
Those were some fun gigs to play when that was the 90s.
Yeah, and
Tupac, I enjoyed playing that one. Actually, yeah. I would have my moments getting into playing that.
And I really liked, like, the pop-punk era of that time frame where, like, your Green Day and Blink-182. And Blink-182 is what led me to Linkin Park. And Linkin Park led me Linkin Park led me to everything else.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, Slipknot. I had a neighbor who had introduced me to metal early on. He had introduced me to Rob Zombie. I despised it. I never wanted to hear another metal song again in my life. I hated every note of it. That's it just disturbed
you're
me.
Out of the band.
It disturbed me, you know what, to the core. I could not stand it. Now heaviness. I love Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
But back then, when all you're listening to is classical music and very funky stuff, and you start hearing White Zombie, you're like, what? No. And throughout my years, like, I started getting more into, like, I loved Kurt Cobain.
I'm sorry.
But the weird part about that is, this is how you know I was sheltered. When I discovered Nirvana, I didn't know Kurt was already dead. I was literally looking up see when they would be playing next. When I finally figured out who did Smells Like Teen Spirit, I had no idea the name of the band. That's how sheltered I was.
That's how
and
that's pretty sheltered.
Yes, I was very sheltered musically.
Got to say.
And so, but if I had to pick influences for me vocally, it would definitely be Jonathan Davis from Korn, Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour, Disturbs, David Draymond, and then Chester Bennington. His screams were what got me into wanting to listen to that stuff, and probably the biggest band that kept me going was Skillet, though. Lyrically...
That's cool.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Nightwish.
Nightwish came along afterwards. Nightwish, I had discovered through a Pandora.
I would have been a curveball had he said that. I would have not expected
he
it. With
Nightwish. He got me into Nightwish.
My whole arm is Nightwish album covers. Yeah.
He got me into them.
I guess I haven't looked close enough. Yeah. I didn't know he had Darth Vader. Ian had Darth Vader.
No, I've known him a couple years now. Nightwish is probably my all-time favorite metal band. Just because it's always different. It's never the same. Everything... I just love what they do. But Skillet lyrically was the band that kept me holding on for something.
They had good lyrics.
Gave me something to feel not so alone. Because my brother, as much as I love him, me and him were always kind of fighting as children. And my mom was going through cancer, and my dad was very stressed out all the time. So the only thing I really had to do was, like, I would play hockey and I would take my aggression out on the ice. And I would listen to rock and metal music. And I went through a crazy bit of time before I even realized what I wanted to do. My whole life, all I did was play hockey. That's all my parents forked money into. I didn't know music was ever going to be a thing until I hit high school. And even then, it was a dream. It wasn't something that could be achievable. It was just something that I joked about. Like, oh, I'm going to have a band one day. And I would have never thought in a million years that by the time I was 30, I would have been able to open up for some of my favorite bands. Like, I got to open up for Pop Evil, Mushroomhead, Head PE, Adelita's Way, and Edema. Like, I would have never thought in a million years I would have gotten to open up for these people. And I mean, I'm just glad that I had friends push me forward, because I never had the confidence in myself to do it. My first band audition wasn't because I signed myself up for it. It was because my friend signed us both up for one.
Wow. That's great. So, last influence. Very well. Ryan, you were all over the place with those influences. You never would have expected good from Nightwish. I love it, man. It's all right, though. That's what makes the band different. Well, let's hear yours.
Well, unfortunately, mine's a little bit simpler. I mean, unfortunately or not, but, I mean, I grew up around a bunch of 80s rock and
hair metal or whatever you want to call it, you know, like stuff like Motley Crue and, you know, what's another one? Poison, White Snake,
Cinderella.
Oh, wow, this, all the 80s, man.
All of those guys. Wow. And
I flipped. I was into all that. Yeah. I was the hair metal rat. But then all of a sudden, I don't know. I think it started when I with Metallica and.
Me and my brother.
It's just that I'd had enough of the, you know. I mean, yeah. I'm still a big Van Halen fan. They're one of my biggest. Yeah, but. But the just that, it, but those little group there, mm-hmm. and they went away overnight. As soon as Alice in Chains came out, I mean, you know, Cherry Pie, what? Band. What? You're going to listen to Cherry Pie when Alice in Chains and comes, forget about it.
Well, it's
and
weird.
It just killed that.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, when I first started to learn how to play guitar, I was never really too interested in just, like, mindless, you know, solos. I'm not, you know, demeaning solos. Like, a good play solo is badass.
Damn, shots fired.
I knew from the get-go I wasn't going to be the guy to be doing it. I'm all right with it. So, because I'd always been drawn to, you know, an airtight beat that you could just jam with. Like, it's just groovy. It's got the right energy. It's got everybody in the room moving. And it just feels good. And if you hold that rhythm over somebody that's doing a slick solo at the same time, you're feeling his energy too, and it's just even better. And the crowd can
just
see
that. See what happens.
Yeah, but yeah, after I listened to all those kind of bands, you know, like you kind of explained it yourself. There was really nowhere to go after those groups because they kind of just fell off.
Right.
Like, as soon
it's
as
like
started.
Okay, we're all grown up, we're done. Yeah. You know, so sex, drugs, party. That's basically all it was. There was not a whole lot of depth. There was a few ballads that were decent, but that was party music, and that was it.
It was arena rock,
right? And then you know, Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam and Nirvana coming out singing about angst and deep-rooted issues and, you know, a lot of mental health stuff. And and that when that stuff was coming into music,
I got more.
So that being said, we're going to play a brand new one here, and I got my bro Jay is going to listen, and we'll both give our first thoughts on this. So Sleepwalk, brand new tune, and while we pull it up on the phone.
Yeah, it's Sleepwalking. Lyrically, was the first song Paul and I wrote together, and it was
this is a encompassment of years of us putting in effort, being in bands, you know, playing shows, touring a little bit, and always having that feeling of, you know, like, is this gonna go anywhere? Where are we? You know, I'm giving so much energy and so much to the crowd, and you know, I'm just getting withered down and beaten up. And you know, a lot of artists end up that way. There's so many stories of, you know, putting your whole entire life into something and it never going anywhere. And how frustrating is that? You know, it's your dream, it's your heart. But this is kind of our, you know, homage to that. You know, like we've lived it, and now it's finally unraveling. You know,
it's looking good. So,
It's gonna be great. October 24th.
Fish Fest 2.
And go to fishproductions.rocks, get your tickets, and let's play this tune. I'm ready. Good introduction.
Follow us on Twitter as Echoes. You can follow us on Facebook as Embers as Echoes, and Instagram as Embers as Echoes.
And we're on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Tidal, TikTok,
Pandora.
Napster is still around. We're on there.
You catch our new single on LimeWire.
LimeWire.
And our old drummer has an OnlyFans. So.
There it is. All right, Jay, we're going to get your thoughts, my friend. Thanks for being patient. Here it is, Sleepwalking, Music City Metal.
Family of folk, carrying this load, wearing out my patience, and I'm back on the road. No stops in my hungry and bleeding and breathing for you. Another redo if I don't reach the sky when I'm flying. I'm tired of trying, I'm better off.
As I face the stage, my whole life replays. As I'm getting older, have I grown colder?
Rise from the ashes, though I never had a choice. Guess you gotta pay the price for the world.
to hear your voice. You was better misfit. So they family of folk, carrying this load, wearing out my patience, and I'm back on the road. No stops in my hungry, I'm eating and breathing for you. Another V2. If I don't reach the sky when I'm flying, I'm tired of trying, I'm better off.
City Metal, Sleepwalking. Man, you guys changed it up a few times in there. Come on in here, Jay. Let's hear your thoughts. I've been talking about the music all night. Go ahead. What do you think? First time.
I want to hear it live, to be honest with you.
Yes.
I definitely.
It's better live.
I enjoyed being able to like hear everyone's kind of like history and like what you know brought them into what they're doing now. I could hear the hip hop influence. I could hear the kind of Deftones Korn elements to it. I really loved the bass and the drums. I thought it was solid. There was times when the vocals, when saying "I am," what was it? I was sleepwalking.
I've been sleepwalking.
Reminded me of Crowbar, nice. Which was like
nice.
I'll take it.
That's a band that I love very much, and so I could kind of hear.
Wow.
I could hear a little bit of that in there. So it's really kind of like it was cool to be able to pick apart everything they were like rattling off. So you can say, I understand where these guys are coming from, yeah. And I want to hear this live now. That's kind of like where I'm at now.
Nice. October 24th.
Thank you, Jay.
And 24th.
I owe you a big fatty after this. 23rd. You've been staying there 20 minutes. October 24th. Make sure you are here.
It's
we got. Let's go through the list as we. This is what we got. We got Oblivion Myth, Embers' Echoes, Sidewinder's coming back, which is really cool. No Name Blues, formerly No Name Blues, The Reveal's coming. Mr. Gray, Scorched Vatica.
Ooh.
Actually,
you guys know those, John?
Their guitar player was one of my old guitar players.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. They had a CD come out in February.
They're kind of like Blackened, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm into that.
And another band called Convection. It's going to be one of their first, too. I don't know if you've heard of them
yet.
I
know that
name. You can go dig them right. Yeah, they're up around the metal scene. Younger group of guys. They're coming up on Music City Metal here in 2 weeks. They're going to be over here. So go check them out. Convection. They have some similarities to you guys. They do some hip hop elements in their rock, new metal sound. But now I forgot. Who did we mention here? Help me out. Oblivion Myth, Embers' Echoes, Mr. Gray, Sidewinder,
the reveal.
No Name Blues. Yeah, the reveal. I got boys. That's going to take forever. Yeah. The reveal. Just revealed their new name, and I don't know. But we have a great lineup. Make sure you go to fishproductions.rocks. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I said we go chill and hang out.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Just as a last note, just like, you're not alone.
Like, yes. Hashtag alone is like, not together.
Yeah, alone is not together. And just remember,
we are here for you.
Yeah, if you need someone to talk to, the social medias I dropped earlier, we run them, so don't feel afraid to contact us. We
got you, man.
Yeah,
that's it.
We want to.
You have friends and you have family. We like using the slogan around here: "We are metal, we are family." That comes from a ministry I've been part of, but that stands strong. And you guys are emanating that. And I hope some people reach out to you. That's you never know. So, you never know when this is be a podcast will be available till they take the internet down. So, guys, thank you so much, man. Yep. Thanks for putting up with my wonkiness tonight. I really appreciate you being here. Let's go.
Thanks for having us, man.
I can't wait.
Popping our cherry.
A few more weeks, you know.
First time.
Yes.
First time.
Woohoo!
It didn't hurt that bad.
Hey, you want to make the world a better place? Commit a random act of kindness to a complete stranger. We'll see you soon.